You're listening to a Talent Miles Talks podcast produced by Talent Miles, the company using digital approaches to create more dialogue and learning in teams and faster change in companies.
Hi, and welcome to this Talent Miles Talks podcast. Today, we'll be talking about some of our own learnings and insights from working with partners and clients during this past spring. I think I can talk for all of us here at Talent Miles when saying that I think this is one of our favorite parts of the job. In all of our projects, we always also get to learn and reflect a lot ourselves. And that's a very exciting part of doing this. So we thought it would be interesting now for once to make a podcast about what we have learned in these projects and some of the insights we have gained during these past few months working with our partners and clients. So let's start with a short introduction. Today, here talking to me, I have Erika Hyppönen. She is a learning and development manager at Talent Miles and a learning coach. We have Johan Siegfrieds, who is the lead developer of the Talent Miles app.
Hello.
And me, Annika Hegblom, also a learning coach and designer of new learning programs. We have been working together for quite a long time now, I think at least 8 years. Sometimes we work very closely together and sometimes in different projects. Either way, we work a lot with the same clients and in the same way. And I think we have also pretty much a shared mindset of what it is that we are doing here. So let's start our talk. I would start with asking you guys, what have you been working on lately this last spring that has felt especially meaningful to you? Erika, do you want to start?
Yeah, I just thought that I could actually start here. Hi, everyone. And I've been working with some projects on strategy implementation, where we have included whole business lines, that is over 100, almost 150 people in the strategy work, so to say. And then in one of the projects, the aim has been to prepare people for strategic changes that are upcoming and bigger changes that are upcoming in the future. And then also I've been working on a project on cultural onboarding, that is getting newcomer productive a little bit faster and connecting with the people inside the organization. So I think that is what I've been working on lately.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Johan? What has kept you busy lately?
Yeah, well, I've been working on our app as I always do. And I guess one of the really big things I've lately been working on are these, what do you call them, task groups. We've always been able to have our participants in our programs in the app grouped into groups so that they work through these groups together and do tasks together and so on. What we've added now are like the ability to specify separate groups for each task, so we can like mix them up as the program goes along to get like different groupings all the way through.
I think one of the most interesting projects I worked with lately was also strategy, but for me it was creating new strategy. I was working with a company that has both a very long history and deep roots in the local society, but also they're very bravely looking forward into the future and looking at new ways of working and what their role will be in the future. So that was a very interesting spot to be engaged in and creating new strategy with them. And the process itself was very engaging. Actually, it was a strategy process where anybody who was interested was invited to take part in creating strategy. So we had people from very different parts of the organization taking part in this. So I learned lots with them. Okay, so dear listener, now you heard what we have been working with. You might see that it's different things, but I would say that one common theme here is that we all have been working somehow with getting people to talk more to each other and to collaborate more, right? Do you agree with me?
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah, so what in which way has this been visible in your projects? How have you tried to, or why have you tried to get people to talk more to each other?
I would say, I mean, in the strategy work, we aim and hope for to get kind of people engaged in the whole process, not only cascading the strategy, but also try and not only kind of communicating it from management or leadership team towards the employees, but really involving everyone and giving kind of also everyone the opportunity to partake and to understand it on a deeper level. And what we do here is it's often about trying to increase communication and collaboration, as you said here. So we try to get people talking to each other, giving their views on the strategy, on the purpose of the business line, so to say, and everything like this, so that they connect and in this way get insights from each other. And when you talk to people, you often also learn about your kind of own thoughts here. So it's not only sharing, but also learning about from others, and maybe then getting some insights to also learn from your own thoughts, so to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. That was very much the same also in my project, that by inviting everybody to work on strategy process together, of course, the hope is there that will cause new ideas and learning across the organization. And I think that's also what happened, that getting people involved in something that are involved in new types of teams and new types of groups is as a very good way of sparking a new thinking, because when you are put in a new situation that you're not usually in, that challenges you and that challenges your thinking. And I think that's what our brain needs to get to something else than just the ordinary answers that we're used to giving day to day. One term that we were talking about last week in a meeting that we got very excited about was discovering collaboration. And when somebody, I think it was Erika who first said it, and then everybody really excited, yes, discovering new collaboration. That's an excellent way of putting it. But I don't know, is that still clear enough what that means? What is discovering collaboration? What does that mean? Can you please explain?
I don't know if you agree, but I would say that we kind of push people together to discover different types of collaboration or with different people. It's about being curious, of course, wanting to both know people, but also to discuss around different topics with different people. I don't know. What do you think? I mean, this is a good question, Annika.
Mm-hmm. I'm the person who always struggles with terminology. I think in our team, I get stuck with words. And there's something about the word collaboration that I think sounds very forced. And I think what we try to do is the opposite of that. We don't want to force people to work together, rather empower them or inspire them or just maybe even surprise them by new ways of working together or new ways of being and creating together. The discovery part here, I think when it's with discovering collaboration, I think the discovery part is very important, or exploring or something that you somehow maybe can find new roles for yourself, maybe in the organization at the same time, maybe by collaborating in new ways, you maybe learn something new about yourself and your own strengths and see your own role in the organization in a new way clearly this that I thought was really clear and simple is not that clear and simple for everybody. Maybe this is something that I'm actually very good at and that can strengthen your own sense of accomplishment. And that, of course, is motivating. And also, as we were already talking about, learning from each other and learning, creating something new together, I think you need to collaborate in different ways and different forms for that learning to happen. But
I think this is a very, very, very good good point and good thoughts. And also, I mean, this about collaborating and discovering collaboration, I think that is the main difference here. I mean, when you really discover collaboration, it's a process. You learn something new. Mm. And as you said, you create maybe new knowledge as well on the way, and put kind of your ideas together to really get everyone's viewpoints, utilizing the expertise, and so on and so forth. So not only having a task and doing that, collaborating around that, but really also discovering new points and exploring the new, maybe. What would you say, Johan?
Yeah, I think this word discovery leads into something very important when thinking about this. Everybody sort of knows what collaboration is, and it's important. You're supposed to do it. It's this thing you do at work, and it's like formal and organized and da-da-da-da. And what we might be talking about when you're talking about discovering collaboration is to help people discover how much more there might be to it beyond what they normally think of as mere collaboration. All the extra, all the new things we can learn, we can do, both as persons and both as an organization, who is in it, what can we, everybody else, do, what can I do to contribute, what can everyone else contribute to what I do?
Yeah, that's very well put, very well explained. And I agree with you, you said Absolutely. Something that like you see new possibilities, maybe, that you start seeing something that you didn't see before. And I think that's what we always hope for, at least, that change happens, that you don't, it's not, discovering collaboration is not only about getting the job done, but maybe seeing new opportunities, like things you didn't even know were like on the map, that these are jobs to be done. But you start seeing, oh, that's also an opportunity. We could actually be doing that instead, especially in this strategy process that I was working with. That was very important, that when people worked in completely new team compositions, like with people from different parts of organization, they could start seeing something that they was not at all like in their mind before.
Mm. Yeah, mm. I also wanted to just mention that in one of the projects, there was actually as a main topic was this internal collaboration. This was definitely highlighted, and here not only the whole business line, but also other stakeholders were partially included to increase the collaboration between these teams. And in this way, as you said, that yeah, we don't want to force collaboration, but it's some way nudging it and pushing people to collaborate and to talk to each other. I mean, I think that is anyway where it starts. That you communicate, you want to understand what other people think, you want to kind of discover what they are doing, how they are doing their work, and both kind of in the team you are working in, but also then across teams. So also this cross-functional collaboration, I think there is something to improve in many ways in different organizations. I could also add that I think that what we see and I'm getting feedback also is that it's pretty inspiring. So what do you think about kind of putting the word inspiring here as well?
Definitely. Yeah. I think at least that's feedback we often get from our programs, is that people who might even have been a bit reluctant in the beginning, in the end feel inspired and happy and a bit proud of themselves, of what they have accomplished in these new collaborations that were formed. And I think that's a very nice feeling to have about your own work, that you feel accomplished and a bit proud that you have, because that's proof of that there has been actual development happening, that you have overcome some, and you have maybe gone outside your comfort zone and then realized that you're actually okay there also, you could do it. And that's, I would call that inspiring, definitely. One other point that I think, as we were said, like sometimes it's about creating something completely new and looking outside the box, but sometimes it's also just very practical. I've seen so many times this happening, that you put people in new situations or in new collaboration groups, and they work with people they don't usually work with, suddenly questions that they thought were really difficult are solved like in 5 minutes because they just happened to ask the right person. Sometimes when you just ask the right person, actually it's not even a problem. There already is a solution, or the person you happen to talk to is an expert in that field. So sometimes this is just a very practical way of solving things super quickly because you sort of skip all the hurdles of organizational structures.
Yeah, and here I think also the question that when that is clear for you, it's also easier to find the right person. I mean, also in the onboarding, discovering the new connections at an early stage, that is also about exploring what people work with in the organization. And in this way, then you know who to ask the next time. So,
could you actually tell us a little bit more about that cultural onboarding program? I think that's a very interesting example of collaboration. Yeah, when you come in as a new person in an organization, you're a new hire and you don't know anybody. How do you start collaborating? How do you, because you definitely don't usually know anybody. So where do you start and how do you start?
Yeah, what we are in the program itself, what we are doing and are hoping to aim at least is this, that we have them kind of talk to someone, both kind of newcomers together, because we have them in smaller groups, which means that you find out that, hey, there are others in the same situation. There might be in different parts of the organization, globally, different parts of the world as well. But anyway, getting that kind of connections. But then also to ask and being curious about what other people are doing. And kind of we get them some support in questions that we want them to ask others in different business lines or in different parts of the organizations. So this in this way, they then know that, or it's easier for them to start the communication, to start getting knowing people, because they can always say that, hey, this is part of the cultural onboarding program and I want to ask you what you are doing. So it makes them kind of easier, I think, to connect with people and getting these new or networking, actually getting the new connections and networking across the organization as a newcomer.
Yeah, but I really like this. I wish that coming into Talent Moz back in the day was not that difficult because we're not that big a company, but I got to know you pretty quickly. But I would imagine coming into a bigger organization, this would be wonderful to have like a structure like this.
And of course, what we do both in the onboarding and also in the strategy work, we very often start with the questions, and this often leads then to exploration and discovery, in the sense that people or groups get questions, maybe business challenges or something that is related then to the strategy or to the business itself. And this also helps when you have a group working on the question. It's kind of, you have the beef there, and then to start discovering, and you need to do it together. So in this sense, it also deepens the collaboration then.
Yeah,
I think
exactly. Yeah, questions are definitely a good starting point for these collaborations. So moving on a little bit to a more general level from our programs into, I thought I would ask you about how do you see work life in general? Because I think this is something, at least I get the question sometimes from our partners, that they are interested to hear, like, what else do we see? Because we tend to see a lot of different organizations that we work with. So what tendencies and trends do you see in work life today? Do you think there's lots of collaboration or little? And yeah, what kind of interaction are you seeing in workplaces today?
I guess I always tend to approach these things from a technological point of view. And I mean, the technologies for collaboration and their use has like sort of exploded the last few years. We all got Zoom and Teams and so on. We also like all kinds of online collaborative tools like the Google Docs, and I think Microsoft's got their online Word and so on. And it's interesting. Of course, we boomed up because of all the COVID, all that stuff. And then it feels like it sort of plateaus because that's how people do this. This doesn't work at all. Now I got to do something. And then they take a bunch of new tools into use. And then they reach like, this is good enough. And that's where they stop. And I also always wonder is like, I don't think they stop at the peak of how good they could be or how well they could use those tools. They just reach good enough and then they just leave it there. I do wonder how much more they could do with all these collaborative tools and technologies that we have available for us today.
Yeah, I can sort of see that. And it's, but I also have I'm very understanding of that tendency. I think that's a very human tendency to have also, that you sort of, you get to, especially in work life, you get to a point that, you know, this works for us and we get things done. And then you sort of put your energy somewhere else instead of continue developing those. But yeah, I agree with you that it's interesting that there is this explosion of tools and technical solutions for everything. And we have definitely not seen the peak of that yet. Yeah, the pace, of course, of grasping and starting to use different technical tools is the pace is very quick. The complete opposite of that is our face-to-face workshops, and we have seen probably less of those in the past years. But I had the chance to have several face-to-face workshops this spring with the strategy process that I did, and again I was saw that oh, this is also very this is a great way of working also. Like having the opportunity to work face to face with a group, and for them to see each other and be together in a physical space working together, that was very inspiring for them. So I think we haven't lost that part of work either. They both coexist somehow.
Do you think these physical workshops are like somehow more meaningful now because we do so much other stuff online?
Maybe they're become a luxury product somehow. So yeah. But before they were then just the way we did things because there was no option. And now we have plenty of options. We can do things online, which is great because that means less travel. Face-to-face workshops maybe value more because we don't get to do it every day.
Yeah. And this is something that for some companies, the change has been kind of more or clearer or bigger. But then for those global companies, they already collaborated and communicated via Teams. They didn't have the opportunity to fly everyone to the same place. So for them, it's the changes are maybe not that big. But as we know, the travel, people are traveling less these days anyway. But you asked, if I go back to your core question here, Annika, how does work life look today? I think, the pace is pretty fast. Change is constant. You kind of need to be prepared all the time, or at least we kind of need to be resilient there to have the actions kind of ready, or at least your mindset to be ready for the change. And this, of course, has an impact on all individuals in the company, in the business line, and so on and so forth. Then you mentioned, Johan, also about these different apps, and I totally agree. There are so many of them, and maybe that is the problem as well. You try something out, and then you find something, and then you're like, okay, this is enough. This is good enough, so to say. And then you kind of don't have the time and energy to explore all the apps. At the same time, I think that many people are communicating only via Teams, having these meetings. If you want to ask someone about, like, just shortly, you kind of forget also about the traditional phone calls or just, you know, WhatsApp messages or just, you know, having taking the phone, as we would have said, kind of traditionally. So and that could lead to, I mean, very much faster solving your problem if you only have one question. I think many people today think that, okay, hey, I need to solve this fast, so I will try to find this 15-minute slot in someone else's calendar. And it's so much about Teams thinking or Zoom or whatever tool you are using. And this is maybe not always the best way of solving these things.
Yeah, these things are, I mean, it's very much part of structures, and it's not something maybe an individual can choose so much or impact always. But yeah, I think we agree on this, is that we would hope that there would be more opportunities for these more spontaneous meetings, that there would be time to actually sit down and talk to people without having to schedule 15 minutes on Teams, because that sort of, I wouldn't go as far as saying it kills creativity, but it's not, definitely not maybe fueling or feeding inspiration and creativity. Definitely, to have that, you have to schedule your creativity somehow. It doesn't really go that well hand in hand. I think what we would hope for work life would, that there'd be more room for a longer moment when you can sit down with people and think together and reflect without having a pressure of maybe producing anything super concrete in 1 hour or getting to the next point. So I think, yeah, that's
this
one
is
of the
actually Annika, I think this is what we are trying to facilitate somehow, also to kind of giving people time to think and to rethink, and then to think together, and really reflecting on things and then sharing these reflections. I think you put it very well here.
Yeah, creating a space for reflection together. Maybe that's the kind of collaboration we talk about when we talk about collaboration.
And this could be, I mean, this we've done both digitally and face to face.
Yeah, it doesn't matter which way. I mean, as long as there's time, I think time is the one thing you cannot maybe cut back on too much. Thinking requires time.
Yeah. Maybe that's a core of the collaboration part that we were discussing earlier. Yeah. Discovering collaboration, giving the time and taking the time for it.
Wow, this was actually a very nice insight. Thank you for this. This conversation clarified something for me again. Maybe we could end our talk today with a round of insights and learnings. If you could choose one insight or thought that you want to take with you from this past few months, from this spring of work, what would it be? Who wants to go first?
I can go first, actually. I would say, because we just discussed these Teams meetings, collaborating via Teams or Zoom, digital tools and so on and so forth. So I think people are, they want to find a balance here somehow. And but most people are eager to have more dialogues, but meaningful dialogues. When you take the time to get together, either digitally or face to face, it needs to be somehow meaningful, the dialogues you have and the collaboration there. So I would say this would be my insight.
Yeah, I can continue from there. My insight came from the strategy process that I worked with, and maybe not completely new for me, but it strengthened again this idea in my head. I could see, and I heard from several participants in the process that when they were working in these teams, across functional teams, across different functions of the organization, they spontaneously said several times that this, like, we have everything we need already in this organization, that they got this feeling from working in cross-functional groups. They gained the experience that, or the sort of the insight that, hey, there's so much knowledge and experience in this organization that no matter how challenging times are ahead of us, it strengthened their belief in themselves that we can do this. And I have trust in my colleagues, and that there's so many good people and so much knowledge here that we can actually make this work. And that if there was some sort of uncertainty in the organization before, I think this process of working together with totally new people in the team and getting to know new people of the organization helped them gain that confidence that I think will boost them forward. And that felt really good.
I think that's wonderful.
Mm. Johan, what did you learn this spring?
What did I learn this spring? There was a discussion here, I think a few months ago or something like that. I had with a bunch of people about like AI, and everybody's talking about this, will it take all the jobs and so on and so forth. And everybody's got their perspective on it and so on. But something I think interesting I took away, it had nothing to do with AI, but rather maybe I suppose I discovered something about human perspectives. We all have our own perspective. We all know everybody else has different perspectives and things. But the interesting thing about talking to some very new and different people I've never met before is that no matter how different you think their perspectives are, they're always a lot more different than you ever imagined. And like, I guess I learned that the differences in people's views, their perspective, their understanding on this topic differ drastically. And it really makes you sort of question and reevaluate your own perspective if somebody else with the same basic facts and ideas can come to such a different conclusion.
Hmm. Yeah. Wow. Well, that's again a very good reason to talk to other people.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh. Thank you. And thanks for having this talk today with me. This was very nice and very, I think very valuable for us at least. And I hope that our listeners also gain some new insights or ideas from listening to us. This was our spring. I hope you also had a very inspiring spring that gave you lots of new reflections to take with you